Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's my list. Why is it called It's My List? Because eventually, somewhere during this segment, one person on the show will go, "It's my list. Leave me alone."
Yeah.
Because technically it is. Top three most overrated things. Who would like to go first?
To settle on these.
All right, Steve. Top three most overrated things.
Okay. I hate when people are really, really into this. Gory horror movies, especially like, ooh, it's a classic where it's in black and white and you see the chocolate syrup instead of blood splatter or anything zombie related, that whole genre.
So the Jason movies, Freddy, those ones? Like the ones where it's just like people getting slaughtered the whole time and that's the whole point?
Those. Yeah, the Jason ones.
The thriller ones.
Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street type stuff. Okay. But even that, way overrated.
You think it's for zombies too? You don't like those?
No, zombies are stupid and people who like zombies are simple-minded. Like people who, when you're driving down the road and you see the one lifted truck and it says like zombie apocalypse vehicle on it and there's like blood splatter and handprints.
Yeah. I'm going to judge that person.
Yeah. Some people are a little too into it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I can sign off on this. Not that I need to. It's not my list.
Okay. Appreciate that.
All right. That was one. Yep.
Number two, this is something Hot Wings has talked about recently. IPAs. Not only are they overrated, but I'm convinced that no one actually likes them in the first place. And the only reason that people drink them is because they think that they're supposed to like them.
I don't drink a lot of beer, but when someone offered me one of those and I took it, it was so bitter I didn't want to.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
There have been very few IPAs where I went, that one's not too bad.
No.
But even that's a low bar. That one's
it's never
going to
be my it's never going to be my first choice.
The only reason you're giving that to me is so I can throw it out the window because that's what I'm going to do with it. And finally, this one is going to piss off a couple people in the room. Monty Python movies.
What?
I like them only because I remember watching them with my dad. Other than that, I just think that they're a little stupid.
You definitely, they are dated and you definitely have to like British humor,
which is
like a very specific kind of British humor. Very non sequitur, very weird, very dumb. Like Monty Python's Flying Circus, the episodes are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to, you do have to like that.
It's like SNL. Some are good and others you're like, why are they still doing that?
I understand why those are polarizing.
Yeah.
But I still love them.
Especially for the dim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know how someone who doesn't like Monty Python movies couldn't be a huge fan of zombie movies.
You don't like scary things or funny things?
Yeah. What do you like?
Toast.
Oh, have you seen the latest water boiling trilogy? Ooh.
I don't think Toast is over.
Hey, everybody,
Toast is adequately rated.
I am Steve. I don't like gory movies, Monty Python, but I'll watch you clean your sidewalk for days.
It's my list.
It is.
Yeah.
It's my list.
I wouldn't want it. Even though I agreed with it.
Tell Steve to suck it. Walking Dead was awesome. Ooh, let me guess. The guy's dead and you hit him with a baseball bat. Oh, the guy's dead. Oh, so you run him over with a car. Oh, the guy's dead. So what do? You stab him in the head. Whoa, boy, I wonder what's going to happen next week. That guy looks like he's dead. Oh, shoot him with a gun. Oh, he's still dead. But now he's kind of alive, and now he's going to get you. Ooh, spooky.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Who wants to go next now that Steve has damaged everybody?
I'll go.
Okay.
Or my first one. Unusual and overly complicated cookies and donuts. Whenever somebody brings in a big box of donuts, you give me the one covered in seven different kinds of cereal and granola.
Bacon bits. Or
bacon bits, turkey gravy. God knows whatever else they find in a pantry that they go, this will be fancy and somebody will pay $10 a piece for these. Or it's next to a chocolate eclair. Everyone's going to go with a normal donut first. The weird ones always, or somebody will take a little chunk out of it and go, let me taste it. No one takes the whole thing. No one wants the whole thing. It's dumb.
It has to be very specifically tuned to the things you
like. Yes. Stupid. Way overrated.
This one's scratch made with popcorn and maggots.
Yeah.
Maggots? I don't think anyone's liking that.
Way.
You guys are giving examples I don't think are real. I don't think there's a maggot donut. Unless that's the same one with turkey gravy.
I'll bet there's one with gravy on it. Maggots, maybe not. But gravy, yeah. I'll bet there is. I bet there's a Thanksgiving-themed donut shop.
Maggot or MAGA? Because there's definitely MAGA donuts.
Oh, yeah, there's no MAGA donuts, but maggot.
No, I definitely was talking about
that. My second one is inflatable holiday decorations.
Are they overrated?
Yes.
Are they?
Yeah, I think they are.
Or do people just put them up because they're easy and they have kids?
Well, I think they're easy, but I think some people really love the inflatables. I think it takes no effort and no creativity, and people often go overboard with them. They constantly make noise.
What sort of effort and creativity did you put in your yard, if that's what you're judging it by?
Well, for Halloween, I haven't done anything, but for Christmas, I decorate and I put up lights and I have the trees.
But how is it creative?
You're putting effort into it, and it looks pretty. Inflatables aren't pretty. They're just dumb. Oh, I went to Home Depot and dropped $150 on a Snoopy.
So yours is better because it's harder, not because it's more creative.
It still looks better. It looks better. It's more pleasing to see. It makes your eyes happy. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
How many times have you heard somebody go, God, I love Christmas lights. I love looking at the lights. Or I like going in downtown areas where it's all the lights and it twinkles and it's pretty.
So far,
Versus somebody who goes, God, I think inflatables are so pretty. I love that yard full of inflatables.
Now, there's a valid point you've made.
Inflatables are so Jesus-y.
I've never heard anyone say the lights are Jesus-y either, though.
That inflatable grimace reminds me of the North Star. No one says that. Yeah, I love living next door to the person where there's a constant drone of 45 different inflatables going, breaking up the solace of a nice winter snow.
It is.
So anyway, inflatables.
So you're sitting outside listening to the snow, but you can't hear it.
Dude, have you ever gone out when it's freshly snowed and it's like quiet and calm and beautiful out?
I know, but you're like, yeah, it's interrupted by the sound of white noise.
Yeah, it is.
I can't hear the snow.
It sucks. My last one is, in most cases, brand name stuff. I understand if you want to spend a bit more money on like a high quality coat or something like that, that's, you're going to go, this is going to last me for 20 years. Fine. But stuff like Yeti, like a 60 quart rolling Yeti cooler is $475.
Oh my God.
I didn't realize they were that expensive.
I have the same cooler basically made by Igloo.
Yeah.
It's $60 at Dick's.
That's a much better deal.
And they do the same thing.
Yeah, but that just shows how poor you are. You don't have the status symbol of the Yeti cooler.
Like, yeah. Steve, on your wife's Cricut, will you print me off a sticker that says Yeti?
Gotcha, buddy.
Okay, great. I'll just slap that on my Igloo.
I'll just do a slightly like different that. Font so we don't get in trouble for
right?
it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, or bang, like, you know, $50 for a Stanley Cup or whatever. You go, it's the same as everything else.
Got to earn a Stanley like Cup by work. Winning 16 exactly. games in the spring.
They all work. They're fine.
Hobbings, it's a fine list.
Thank you.
Mate, you want to go in the first part?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, good.
Okay, first up, we're going to ruffle some feathers. Taylor Swift. I think her whole thing is so overrated. And when you really break it down, I don't think her voice is that unique. And her last album, I think, shows that her songwriting skills have been way overhyped. I think she's fine. I like what she represents for young women. But other than that, I think she's greedy and like a what? Pinnacle of like the feminism. But like, oh, but it's really just feminism for me.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Why do you think she's greedy?
I think because of the way that every album comes with 17 different variations. The latest one of them was like, get the Bejeweled Bug collection of vinyls. And it's like, what the hell is even that?
Didn't she have one, maybe it's the most recent one, where you have to, if you buy like six different versions of it,
it makes a clock? Yeah, there was that where, yeah, you buy six versions of the same vinyl and you put it together and you can make it into a clock.
But isn't that more on the consumer?
I mean, it is, but it's also she knows that her fans are like rabid for this kind of stuff, which, yeah, if people are going to buy it, go for it. But I don't know. I think you're wasting your money because really, it's not that great. If it means something to you, fine. But I think it's overrated.
Would you have said that before her last album?
Yeah.
But you went and got the album on the first day, or you made a point to listen to it the first day? It's not like you went out and got an album.
But. Yeah, I mean, I listened to it because I was like, I want to see what the hype is about. Yeah. And it's new, and I like to listen to new music. But
I actually almost put Taylor Swift on my list for that same reason, mm-hmm. but I didn't think I could back it up. So I'm with you.
Yeah, the only thing I can't agree with is the money grab, because I'm a huge Beatles fan, and they like kind of led the charge on money grabs could, for yeah. fans.
You could still agree with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is.
It's like, totally. Here's another version. Here's another version. These were the mono recordings. Here's the stereo mm-hmm. recordings. Yeah. And here's, they just did the 25th anniversary re-release of the anthology. And they changed some of like the way the inside of the book looks. Because some of the fonts were hard to read in the first edition. So, yeah. you'll get those diehards that are like, I got to get this version now.
Right. When you said blame the consumer, were you talking about yourself? Because yeah. how many versions of the Beatles music have you purchased?
Oh, boy. A lot. I mean, there are certain vinyl. Albums where I've had like three different CDs.
Yeah. Vinyl, cassette, CD, yeah, digital.
So I bought all the CDs individually. Then I bought the box set. Then I bought the stereo box set. Yeah. So, oh, yeah.
Do you listen to both?
I have. Yeah.
Like, no. I mean, like, is there a chance you're going to put in any of those CDs in the next month?
No. Whatever's on my phone or on the Beatles channel
yeah.
Is what I generally listen yeah. to.
Look, I'm a slut for merch, too, Hot Wings. I love merch. Merch table loves to see
you
me
come. You do love merch.
Yeah, oh, you love merch that, more and, than anyone. Yeah.
You know, I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan. I like her, but mm-hmm. I couldn't disagree more, which is so crazy because I think her carbon footprint's terrible because she flies private jets everywhere. We can all agree to that. But she makes so much money and then gives so much money.
Oh, yeah.
And she does it on, and it's not because this is going to make me look good. She doesn't show off what she gives. She gave $200 million in bonuses on the Era Tour to her dancers, the stage crew, and then millions and millions towards storm relief in places that needed the help the most. So, yes, is it a money grab for merch? But is that also the way they make the most money now? Because places like Spotify have screwed artists over so badly. So from a business perspective, I respect it. Does it annoy the hell out of me every time I open up Instagram and Taylor Swift, who I follow, of course, because I want to see what she's doing, has another purple colored album and an mm-hmm. orange colored album. And this one's got more notes on it. I even have Swiftie friends who are like, it's a bit much. But if she's going to donate like one little TikTok was so sweet recently. This mom was like, I was hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt or $100,000 in debt. I didn't think I'd be able to go to my child's like cancer treatment. And then boom, Taylor Swift pops up on her GoFundMe and covers all of it.
Yeah.
See, I can't hate on that anymore.
No.
Like, I want to hate on it. I want to be like, you're overrated, but you're doing so many good things.
I think both
and
are
you're
true.
My age. That's so cool.
I think her right. music and her talent is overrated and overplayed, but her as a person, she's a good person.
Yeah. And
yeah,
see,
I think both of those are true.
I don't know. I didn't see the Eras Tour and now I regret it because I feel like everybody who went is like, it was insane.
They would all tell you it was
so
the
much
greatest
talent.
Concert of their life.
Yeah.
But they love Taylor Swift.
Right.
So it works out.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know.
The production's insane. It's crazy what she's done.
This text, if Taylor Swift didn't want recognition for her good deeds, how come we know about it? That's a fair question, but why is it worse if we do?
Right. And it's not because she's put it out there. People have put it out
right.
there.
Right. She like, didn't say, go check out this GoFundMe. She right. paid and then other people went, look what she did.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's still
Maitland,
doing good
that's
stuff.
Your first one.
That was the first one. Okay,
what a
yeah.
derail
we got
in a good way.
Up, yeah.
My next one, pizza. Pizza is super overrated. Everybody who says,
what?
Oh, I love pizza. I want pizza so bad. Oh, I could just live on pizza. Pizza, pizza, pizza. Shut up about pizza.
Oh, man.
It's fine.
I love
it's
pizza.
Fine.
I could live on pizza.
yeah.
We did.
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah,
and not even good pizza.
No,
even bad pizza is good pizza.
We were hollow and rotten inside, but we lived on that pizza.
Right, yeah. Like
our pizza tower box, our box tower was amazing.
I don't think I've ever really had pizza where I'm like, "That's amazing." I'm always just like, "That's good."
Where
cool.
are you getting pizzas from?
Everywhere.
You know, there's no bad pizza, just varying degrees of good. So
right.
what you're saying yeah. is impossible.
No, like 9 times out of 10, when I have pizza from somebody's local pizza place, where they're like, "You got to try pizza from here," I'm like. It's just okay.
Oh, you're mad at Steve because of where he took us in Jersey.
No, okay,
oh.
that was really good pizza.
Wait, that was your version of really good pizza?
Oh, I get it
oh,
now.
Gosh,
you don't
okay.
understand
you have,
pizza.
You have bad taste.
I just think pizza's
you get
overrated.
Pizza the way Steve gets Monty Python.
Don't bring me into this.
Maybe you guys should have a party for dumb people with poor taste.
My last.
That's true.
Lastly, since I'm making everybody mad, summer. Summertime is so overrated, and I can't tell you how excited I am for the winter.
I feel like you're staring directly at me when you say that.
I'm just staring at everybody.
Who has a beef with summer?
Yeah, this one actually surprises me a little bit because of how much time you spend boating and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
it's
weren't you
fun.
Like a proud pond cricket or something like that?
Yes. Yes, I was. But you know what? Summertime as an adult, I can't go out and enjoy that as much.
Why not?
Because I'm busy doing everything else for everybody else. Graduation parties and weddings and bridal parties and bachelorette parties.
You don't have to do any of that.
Those are all overrated.
See, as an adult, those are the overrated
would
things.
Would those all be better if they were inside?
Yeah. The most fun bachelorette party I went to was one where we stayed in the same house the whole weekend. It was great.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And that was like end of spring. So the weather was nice. I just think summertime is so overrated. And like the beach isn't even that great. Sure, if you want to sit there and hike and like read a book and everything, that's beautiful. That's so nice. But the people who are just like, I just want to lay out and get a tan all day. No, I want to play. I want to play mermaids. Let's bring a frisbee. Let's build a sandcastle.
Those are all summer things.
So the laying out then is overrated.
Then laying out,
your lower back does start to hurt. Yeah, I'm trying to play. Like, let's get in the water for sure. The people who just go to the beach and they sweat and then they don't get in the water ever. I'm like, ugh, what's wrong with you?
But summer is just so sweaty, and I get seasonal depression more in the summer than I ever do in the winter.
Oh, it's all backwards.
It really is. But I don't care.
Someone wrote in confirming your point about going back to Taylor Swift. They said, Taylor Swift has more in common with Insane Clown Posse than you'd think. The music is overrated, but they do a lot of charitable work and they have very, very passionate fans.
Yes.
And I would have never thought you could back up that statement.
Yeah.
But when I read the second sentence, I'm like, kind of checks out.
Yeah.
I doubt the fan bases have much in common after the things we just cited. You know, I don't hear a lot of stories about Taylor Swift fans filling a watermelon with their own urine so they can throw it at the opening act.
It would be interesting to see them on the same stage.
That would be a heck of a two-band bill.
Who opens?
I think ICP probably. I mean, you know, I'm just going out on a limb here and going they'd probably be the opener, but
yeah.
What a crowd.
All right, me and Kelly and Tommy all have to do our list of the most overrated things. You can send yours in as well.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.